The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Delighted that you are here. It is 12 after 6 Monday, the 20th of May, day before the election day or the week-long election day, given that you have to wait at least up to a week or so for all of the extra, I'll put those in scary air quotes, ballots to make it to their mail-in destination, okay? All right. Hey, by the way, speaking of the election ballots, I ended up hearing from a mail carrier over the weekend who ended up saying that, according to his experience, they are separating out, if at all possible, the election ballots from the regular mail. Now, the mail will end up going up to Portland normally, or is it Eugene or Portland? I forget which one it is, as part of the consolidation. And then it comes back. And that's why we were looking at what happened the other day when I told you about a listener who sent me a card just as a test from the Hallmark store in town, which went out, of course, 3 p.m. And it took 4 days to go 1.5 miles down Biddle Road because it ended up going up north for the sorting and then coming back and then being resorted and then being sent out, you know, that kind of thing. But the mail carrier did say that the ballots are supposed to be separated out, but that there are a lot of new carriers going on right now or going on duty, and that it might not be the best idea to use vote by mail. And I would tend to agree with this mail carrier, especially at this point in the game. Just drop it off at the drop box in your particular neighborhood, wherever you happen to go, and we'll get that picked up. What is it, about 18% voter turnout, ballot return so far in Joe County? I think it's 14% in Jackson County. There's a few more contentious elections going on in Josephine County. I think this having to do with you could actually select a couple of county commissioners. If somebody gets 50% plus one, boom, you're in. You know, that kind of thing with that jungle primary as it works. Odds are it's really going to be picking two from each of those two positions, position two and position three, to end up running in the fall. But you just never know. You just never know. Someone may be just popular enough to make that happen. By the way, I have my my suggestions on my show blog if people have been asking about that and talking about the judges and the point. You know, for all these people that are trying to push in the Jackson County for all, they want it to be nonpartisan. Think about how difficult it is to choose a nonpartisan judge right now. Of all the races, every time we have something come around, what do you have the most questions about? The one that you can practically find nothing out about. You try to figure out what political party they belong to. Well, they don't mention that. They're not allowed to talk about cases because of judicial ethics. You're just supposed to take it on faith. And then you start doing things like, okay, well, if you're like me, and I know I am, I end up going into Orstar, and you take a look at some of the people who are contributing. Oh, Peter Sage, you know, the big-time liberal blogger here in Southwest Oregon. He's donating to this particular candidate. All right, that's usually a red flag to me. You know, that kind of tells you what's going on, those sort of things. You start looking at who's contributing to what or to who, and it really makes it tough, but it's because it's nonpartisan. And so the way Jackson County for All Democrats is trying to sell this nonpartisan and five commissioners, it's so disingenuous. Let me put it this way. If Democrats were in charge of the Jackson County Commission and the Josephine County Commission, for that matter, they wouldn't be trying to change the charters right now in both counties. They wouldn't be doing it. 17-116 in Joe County, which is a blow it up and replace it with a bunch of BS thing, and 15-224, 225, 226 in Jackson County. If they were actually more successful at winning elections down here, they wouldn't care. They'd be fine. They'd be just fine. In fact, they've run for these elections before. And something to consider, it wasn't all that long ago, all that many years ago, that there were actually Democrats on the partisan Jackson County Board of Commissioners. So what do you think happened over the last few years that all of a sudden they were having more and more difficulty getting elected countywide to join the board? Because Jackson County especially has gotten a little bit more purpley. More Democrats have been moving in the South County for quite some time. You think it might be that the Democrats have become more radical as the state government has continued to get more radical and drifting to the left and deciding that, you know, it's not enough to send your kid to school. We have to make sure and lop a few body parts and change the gender, in scary air quotes there. If your son goes to school saying, I feel pretty. Well, obviously you're a girl. We're going to make this happen. Yikes. That may have something to do with why Democrats have had more difficulty getting statewide, but countywide vote. But instead, they want to stack the deck and change it. So needless to say, that's one of the most important things that you must vote no on all the charter changes. That's about it. Now, there were a couple of other issues that came up in Ashland, and one of them had to do with whether or not the city recorder should be appointed or elected. I'm a big fan of elected, and I would stick with the way it is right now, an elected recorder, although the city council, I'm sure, would disagree with that. And there was another one that would allow the police chief in Ashland to designate a fill-in when the police chief is gone. And I think that's a perfectly reasonable one. So I would go yes on that one. Other than that, everything else, just send it down, no. Three Rivers School Bond, no. And it's not that we hate the kids. But I think Richard Emmons of the Josephine County made the best argument a few days ago on my show when Richard said, hey, listen, we have about one-third fewer students in the Three Rivers School District right now than we did only just a few years ago. In other words, it's been hemorrhaging students. People have been voting with their feet and going elsewhere, whether it's to homeschooling or to private education. And yet they want all this money to re-roof all of these buildings and to take care of all these buildings. They have not gotten rid of any of the buildings. So if anything, what Three Rivers should be doing is consolidating some schools right now. If they only have two-thirds of the students that they used to, and they still have the same amount of buildings, they have too many buildings. And he's right about that. And it's difficult to say, like, hey, let's ask for tens of millions of dollars to re-roof a bunch of buildings when about a third of them should be sold off or put to different use. And now, I know that's really tough. That's a really tough sell for parents, because that means that some neighborhood schools end up being shuttered and you end up being combined in other ones. But that is the reality. That's what you do when you're a responsible board at that point, saying, hey, okay, business is not as good here as it used to be. We have to do some cutbacks, right? That sort of thing. Just like, Medford 549C, they had a big to-do last week when they were having their meeting and everyone getting together and just crying tears about, oh my gosh, we're going to have to do some cuts here because we have, about $1.5 million less dollars a year, something like that. I think that's what it was, if I remember the Rogue Valley Times story, $1.5 million. And that's a reality, that there's less coming from the state. Well, there's probably less coming from the state because there are fewer students, and then you have to make a cut somewhere. It's just mathematics. Now, I know that mathematics, even in under Brett Champion's reign, might be getting this thing like coming to the right answer is racism. But he had to come to the right number, racism or not, that they don't have enough money. So they had to make a cut someplace. That's just the way it is. This is reality. This is what inflation is doing. This is what people walking out of the public school districts is doing. This is what we see happening. All right. Speaking of the public school districts, this was a great story that was in the Rogue Valley Times over the weekend. And I can't say it was great because of its conclusion, but it is thought-provoking, it says. Union president: we're not making a living wage at Ashland School District. More than half of classified workers in Ashland schools surveyed are not able to make ends meet on their current salaries alone, according to the union reps. More than half surveying said that they had to take a second or third job to make ends meet. And with the median pay for an Ashland School District classified worker at about $24,841 a year, or $2,070 per month, many could be categorized as below the poverty line for a family of three. These are bus drivers, IT workers, teachers' assistants, and janitors, and many can't afford the average rent in Ashland, which Zillow says is $1,375 a month. One-third of them live outside of Ashland. Well, guess what, union president there? I don't think I could afford to live in Ashland either. Guess what? A lot of us can't afford to live in Ashland. What, is there like a constitutional right if you work for the school district that you should be able to, what, live in a three-bedroom, two-bath house above the boulevard? It's like, come on, man. We're talking about a pretty high-priced community. Not that any of them are all that low, but my goodness. And I'm looking at this. It says there are bus drivers, IT workers, educational assistants. Many can't afford the rent. But 15 classified workers attended the Ashland School Board meeting the other week to share these concerns about low pay and inability for some to afford to pay their bills even while holding the job. And they're talking about how they had to take on a second or third job. What's the one part of this story that the Rogue Valley Times did not mention as they were kissing up to the union president? Oh, yeah, that these jobs are actually part-time jobs? Yeah. The bus driver is a part-time job. Couple hours in the morning, couple hours in the afternoon. Teacher's aide, same thing. Janitors could be a little bit like that, too. And I guess what we're supposed to look at, a part-time job should now be a living wage to be able to buy a three-bedroom, two-bath house in the city of Ashland. What, we're going to be paying $60 an hour, let's say, for a part-time teacher's aide? Should the bus drivers be getting paid $70 an hour so that 4 to 5 hours a day they could also afford that? I don't know. Maybe that's what they're looking at. But I find it astounding that the reporter, Holly Dillamuth from Ashland.news, that ended up giving this story to the Rogue Valley Times, I'm surprised they didn't make note that all of these classified jobs that they're talking about are part-time. $24,875 per year. A full-time minimum wage job, at which a minimum wage right now is, what, $14.20? And nobody's working for minimum wage right now. Even the least paid hamburger flipper is, what, about 15 right now? 16 to 17 is more like it, for the most part. These are all part-time jobs. But the union reps want us wringing our hands saying that, okay, a part-time job can't get you a full-time salary and a full-time house in the city of Ashland. Yikes. You want to talk about a newspaper reporter who, it was kind of the sin of omission, like, or else maybe didn't even think to ask the obvious question, how many hours a week are these people actually working? Yeah, well, so there you go. That's the latest distortion of the news. And this is the Bill Meyer Show. Not for me, distortion. I'm just kind of, you know, setting the Ashland.news story correct, okay? This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Freedom, prosperity, safety. These are some of the values that made Oregon great. Dr. Noah Robinson will work to preserve our treasured Oregon values.
As your state senator, I'll stand up to the Democrats and lobbyists in Salem, continuing the fight for your parental rights, promoting limited government, and protecting unborn lives.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on. On the water, on the call, on the road, life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
6:28, it is Monday, the 20th of May. Coming up in just a few days, it's going to be Saturday, so a week from Saturday, 1st of June, our 99.3 KCMD format is going to be evolving. And a lot of people have been requesting, gosh, it'd be great to hear some of the stuff that you just don't hear on radio any longer. That would be an adult classics format. And this is going to be pretty cool stuff, actually. Everything from, the late 50s, like Elvis, Aretha Franklin from the 60s, Tommy James and the Shondells, 60s, late 60s, early 70s, that sort of thing. And what this format's going to be called is the Jukebox. And you might be thinking to yourself, self, does that mean the Bill Myers Show goes away? No. It actually is going to be staying on 99.3, the Jukebox, where I've been since, 2014, last 10 years or so. Yeah, from 6 till 9, I'll still be doing that. And then we'll be going to the Jukebox after that, 9 a.m. until, 6 a.m. the next day, that sort of thing. And we're going to continue the great local talk along with the music that made America great, as we've been saying. And give it a listen when we do this. It's going to be a week from Saturday. All right. Now, to make sure that Grants Pass is able to get the KMED talk programming, 105.9 FM, which covers the city of Grants Pass, will be switched over to the KMED talk format. So if you want to get the Markley Van Camp and Robbins and Lars and Coast to Coast AM and Hannity and Ground Zero and all the weekend programming, including the Rogue Gardener, that'll be on 105.9 FM in the city of Grants Pass. Okay. So like I said, just keep an ear open, be a little flexible. I have no doubt that I'm going to be still making lots of emails and lots of phone calls for people going, what happened? But, hey, we're just trying to diversify a little bit. Diversity. No, not that kind of diversity, but, diversifying the radio, okay? So make sure, and it's going to be Saturday, the 1st of June when this starts. The Jukebox on 99.3 FM. KBXG will be the new call sign for that, all right? So you know that's us, okay? 6:30 at KMED, KCMD, and coming up here in a matter of seconds, we're going to go to the border, and my gosh, they have a brand new illegal identification, illegal alien ID card. Isn't that great? Homeland Security trying to help out. Will it help or not? I'll talk with Joey Chester about that from Fair U.S.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson. The citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump back in a Manhattan courtroom this morning on the 19th day of his criminal trial, which is winding down. Over the weekend, he was on the campaign trail. He addressed the National Rifle Association convention in Dallas. Iran's president, the country's foreign minister, and several other officials have been killed in a helicopter crash in northwest Iran. The helicopter went down in heavy fog in the mountains. Now parts of Kansas and Oklahoma have been blasted by powerful storms, leaving behind a lot of damage and also massive power outages in their wake. Taking advantage of high tide, crews in Baltimore have been refloated. They have refloated the container ship that caused the Francis Scott Key Bridge to collapse. And when it hit the span back in March, the ship now being moved toward the port of Baltimore. More details, srnnews.com.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. The place where you can do so much walking. You can walk to work, the bus stop, or the gym, where you can pretend you're walking up an endless flight of stairs. Even when you're flying somewhere, you can take a really long walk through the airport. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
My name is Diane Linthicum. If we don't stand firm, the radical left will do us in. They tried to save the salmon, but destroyed four dams and killed the Klamath River. Remember the spotted owl? They destroyed our forest industries and closed our mills. Politicians crossed the line. They went for the money and forgot their first principles. I will not cave or compromise. I will stand firm. I'm endorsed by Oregon Right to Life, Oregon Firearms Federation, and Oregon's Young Republicans. Vote Diane Linthicum.
Paid by Linthicum for Oregon.
Legislators are too often swayed by peer pressure to vote yes on bad bills. Lobbyists know this, so they contribute to campaigns that give them influence with the politicians.
Lobbyists know that I will vote independently and entirely from principle, so they won't support my campaign. Special interest money won't buy my vote. My campaign is supported by individuals.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Republican Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. And this is the Bill Myers Show.
48 degrees, beautiful sunshine. I don't know what it's like over in the swamp right now, but we'll check in with Joey Chester, Federation for American Immigration Reform, fairus.org. Let's see, the House is not in there today, but how's life in the swamp this morning, Joey? First off, welcome back.
Well it was rainy all weekend, and Now it's a beautiful week. So it's typical swamp weather.
Okay, yep, that's the way it is in the spring. Well, it's been very nice. It was kind of above seasonal, and now we're getting back to a normal spring here, which is also very pleasant here. But what was not real pleasant, when I got a newsletter alert from you this morning from Federation for American Immigration Reform, and this having to do with what the ICE program is doing, handing out 10,000 IDs to illegal aliens in a pilot program. Now, I'm always kind of curious what the details are on something like this. And I was wondering if you could kind of just bring us up to date with the latest iteration to make sure that everybody who's ever come here gets to stay here, no matter whether they belong to be here or not. It's an interesting time.
Right. And yeah, Bill, that's really the problem. Instead of removing people who are here illegally, it seems that the Biden administration is more interested in figuring out how to get these people to stay as long as possible. But this program is called the Secure Docket Card Program. It's supposed to roll out this summer. And yeah, it's 10,000 ID cards, photo ID cards to illegal aliens. They're going to target 3 to 4 cities around the country. So far, I've read that that could be Atlanta, Houston, and some other. And the idea is that, I guess, ICE is worried that the paper documents that illegal aliens are given could be ruined or kind of fall apart over time. So if they have these photo ID cards, it'll make it easier for them to check in with ICE and for ICE to verify their identity. Now, the way I look at it is, what is illegal immigration? A big part of what is it driven by is incentives to come to the United States.
Right.
And if you send this message around the world that, hey, if you come to the U.S., now you may get a photo ID card when you get here, that's just going to make more people want to come here.
I mean, isn't that essentially the holy grail to actually have official state identification when they come here? Isn't that it?
Yeah, and what's really concerning is, and we saw this when we visited the border, you know, illegal aliens, they cross, and a lot of them, they ditch their IDs from their home country, and partially they do that because they want to give immigration officials a new name. They may give a new name, a new country of origin. They may not share their criminal history. So now you may have an illegal alien who's given a completely false name and background, and they might have an official ICE identification that's not even who they actually are.
Hmm. That's really interesting just to hear that, given the fact that there's really no proof to get to this. It's, well, I guess if you want to reinvent yourself, you know, you were a criminal down in Chalupa or whatever, you know, part of Mexico you came from. You know, you come up here and then you just are whoever you want to be, right? Identification is actually so much. Well, that is so 1990s, isn't it? Just to actually live with your ID.
Yeah, Bill, that's the concerning part, I think, is that the criminals who are coming, because we know, let's face it, the checks that are being done at the border just are not that good. It is hard to vet who these people are coming over the border when there's not a whole lot of background, there's not a whole lot of information sharing. And yeah, and then you give them IDs and they become integrated into society, and it makes it even harder to remove them. They're not going to want to go home. It's going to be harder to either get them to self-deport or deport them when you come across them.
So, the longer they are here, the longer they're into the fabric of the country, yes. And then it'll be kind of like, oh, we've been here for the last 4 or 5 years. This is, Pablo's, favorite neighborhood, and he has friends here in school, right? And then we're supposed to feel real sorry about that, okay? Now, this is what I'm kind of wondering, given the fact that Oregon is a sanctuary state, not because of the way we've been voting here in Southwest Oregon, but because of the way Portland, for the most part, has been voting, okay? It's a sanctuary state. It is very difficult to deal with. We don't really talk much with ICE or Border Patrol. We're not supposed to if you're law enforcement. My question is, will these secure docket IDs that ICE is going to be giving illegal aliens now, can these be used as breeder documents in order to get official Oregon State ID, such as the real ID for the driver's license? You know, we have real ID in Oregon in which, you bring this, you have to bring proof of your identification, and then you get a secure ID, as it were. Curious.
That is, Bill, I don't have a great answer to that. Mm. I think it would depend on what the state of Oregon legislates. But I will say, this is easier to get. These ID cards are easier to get than what American citizens go through to obtain a federally compliant real ID that we need to get, I think, by next year to fly in the United States.
Right.
And get this, illegal aliens, from what I'm reading, could be able to use these ID cards to fly across the country. So they'll have less of a standard than Americans to fly across the country. But yeah, I mean, Bill, I think anytime you have programs like this, with ID cards or you're giving out, you know, Social Security numbers to work, it's always questions about where does this lead? What could this lead to?
Right.
And I think that question should be on people's minds. Okay, what's the next step after that? Some of these sanctuary states, are they going to allow them to get driver's licenses based on these ID cards? What does it lead to? And I don't think we know quite yet, but I don't have a whole lot of faith in sanctuary states like Oregon and New York and Washington. Who knows what they could do?
Well, we'll be happy enough to complain like New York did once, a whole bunch of illegals came in and just filled their cities. It was kicking people out of their hearth and home. In other words, they were, kicking, regular citizens out to make room for the illegals. Interesting stuff. Joey Chester, once again, Federation for American Immigration Reform, fairus.org, kind of noodling around some of the, there's one other topic I wanted to touch on here briefly before you take off. And this was in the brief that I'm starting to think that maybe Western governments are starting to see that maybe they've done the wrong thing, because apparently there's a new government in the Netherlands, which is actually coming out against this immigration and sanctuary and migration, unchecked migration. And what is the what's the outlook for this kind of situation?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think you're right. The Western United States has gone too far, and other countries have also had a huge influx of so-called asylum seekers, and we've seen that immigration has become a top issue. But you're seeing a new government take over, and they the idea is to persuade asylum seekers without legitimate claims to leave on their own. The new government plan is that migrants will no longer be given priority for public housing. Those who have not been granted asylum or refugee status will be ineligible to bring family members to live with them in the Netherlands. Those who can't be persuaded to leave, the coalition plan for this is to deport people without a valid residence permit as much as possible, even forcibly. So it seems pretty common sense to me. So you deport the people who aren't supposed to be here, and you don't give a bunch of benefits to people with bogus claims, and you don't let everyone in. Not that complicated, common sense. You don't overwhelm the system. But I think people around the world are fed up with people with illegitimate claims flocking to their country and overrunning the system.
Agreed.
People are sick and tired of it.
And I think that this has actually been a plan, really. We know the Soros types and the open society, the open border types have been pushing this for a long, long time. And it amazes me how the system has been delighted in actually, implementing Soros-type policies. I appreciate you keeping up on this one here. How the British used to say about the United States will do the right thing after it does everything wrong for a while. I'm kind of paraphrasing. Hopefully we come to our senses while there's still a United States to discuss here, all right? Joey, we appreciate the latest here from Federation for American Immigration Reform. Catch up on all the border news, the immigration stories, and the policy proposals and the policy problems at fairus.org. That's fairus.org. Joey, thanks for the update, okay? Take care.
Bill, great. Bye.
Quarter before 7, and this is KMED and KCMD.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish. Do you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit firstresponseirs.com to schedule your free consultation.
1954, 70 years ago. Buy a home for about $10,000, $12,000. The number six song of the day, Tony Bennett, Stranger in Paradise. Meantime, store number six for Grover was next to open. Grover Electric and Plumbing in Boise, Idaho, welcoming do-it-yourselfers and contractors with a promise of superior service, quality products, and everyday low prices. Grover celebrates 70 years of do-it-yourself and save. For a location near you, visit groverelectric.com.
Freedom, prosperity, safety. These are some of the values that made Oregon great. Dr. Noah Robinson will work to preserve our treasured Oregon values.
As your state senator, I'll stand up to the Democrats and lobbyists in Salem, continuing the fight for your parental rights, promoting limited government, and protecting unborn lives.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show. 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
So how are things for you this morning? You can join the conversation at 770-5633, 770-KMED. My email, bill@billmeyershow.com. I'm going to touch on some other immigration news. I had another immigration story here. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because we just talked with Joey Chester at fairus.org. U.S. House Republicans passed a bill to stop census from counting non-citizens. Of course, the GOP-controlled House of Representatives passed a bill. They added the citizenship question to the census and to exclude non-citizens when determining population for representation in Congress and electoral votes. Now, while it's not surprising, it's telling that virtually all the Democrats opposed it, willfully backing the notion that illegals ought to be able to be counted for apportionment and vote in America. Nebraska Examiner reporting that the legislation passed on a 206 to 202 party line vote. Isn't it scary that a citizenship question would be that close, huh? This is part of a trend of House GOP bills relating to immigration as the November elections report. Trump administration tried to add a citizenship question in the 2020 census, but the Supreme Court blocked it. House Speaker Mike Johnson said in a statement after the bill passed, "We should not reward state and cities that violate federal immigration laws and maintain sanctuary policies with increased congressional representation." It's interesting. Keep in mind what happened here out on the West Coast, because people have been voting with their feet in California. California has been shedding population. Many of them came here to Southern Oregon and in Oregon, in parts in Oregon, and some in Washington, but quite a few moved from California to Oregon. Oregon ended up getting another congressional seat. California lost one. And so as California gets more and more filled with illegal aliens, they want more and more in order to get maybe their congressional seat back, I guess, is essentially what they're talking about them hoping to get. So we have that story in play here right now. All right. 770-5633 to join in. By the way, I've noticed that there's been a person calling again and again and again, and the system hangs up on you. I just want to let you know the only rule that I have is that you cannot block your caller ID and get on the show. And the reason for this is that it's kind of a troll prevention. And I don't do anything with your phone numbers. It just sits there in my caller ID box. But if you block it, it will not go through, and then it will hang up on you. Okay, it's nothing personal, but we try our best. It's the only thing I can do to eliminate, or at least to try to dial down the trolls, okay? But other than that, I'm willing to talk to you if you just let me know what your number is. I'm not going to give it to anybody. I don't know what your number is, but at least you let it through. Who's this? Good morning. Hi.
Yeah, this is John. Last week's subject was the post office.
Yes.
Well, I made a phone call to New York City.
You did?
And I received a letter postmarked May 15th, Mid Island, New York. May 15th, mm-hmm. p.m. It arrived Saturday noon, May 18th.
So how did that happen when Bob sends me a card from Medford on the, it took 4 days to get here during the week. How did that happen? How do you figure that's going on, huh?
I think they have designed it to kind of make money off of competing with UPS or some of the delivery services.
So the longer the distance, the quicker you get it. If you try to send it across the street, you know, to your neighbor, then it's going to take 4 or 5 days, right?
Well, if it's from a central hub,
yeah,
from the centers of government out.
That, you know something, that is an excellent way of putting that. So it was mailed from New York, and it took like a day and a half. So you figure from New York, it's a main hub, right? Boom, goes out to Portland down to Medford, done, right? That kind of thing?
Or Grants Pass, rural Grants Pass.
Rural Grants Pass, that's amazing. And yet, it took 4 days to go across the street here, essentially in Medford. That's astounding.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing, too, but I think that's basically what it's from the central hubs of power to the people.
By the way, speaking of the mail situation, the Postmaster General has put a pause on the, I'm going to put scary air quotes around it, consolidation. So I think the damage that's been done to the system right now is probably going to remain, but there's not going to be any additional consolidation or changing. I don't know if that means we're going to see any changes here in Grants Pass, Ashland, Medford, Central Point, or Eagle Point. I don't know if we're getting any changes here yet as to where the mail gets sorted, but it's not going to get any worse, okay? So at least you can take some comfort in that, if that's all right. Okay?
I remember historically, I'm sort of a history buff, but the internet of the 1890s, you could mail a letter in London, England in the morning and get a reply delivered by the afternoon.
Are you speaking of a telegraph?
Newspaper, or a mail.
Oh, mail?
Mail in the city of London.
Oh, in the city. I'm sorry. In the city of London. Yeah, you're right.
In the 1890s, you could mail something in the morning and reply and receive it by the afternoon.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah, I remember reading about that. They would have several pickups a day, each day, right? That's the way that would work in those days. But you got to figure there was no electronic communications.
Well, it was the internet of the day.
Yeah, the internet of the day. So, yeah, several times it would go by. Yeah, interesting story. Thanks for sharing that, okay? 770-5633-770-KMED. And this is the Bill Myers Show. Hi, we'll go to line two. Good morning. Okay, up. Oh, that was a P. That was the P line. Someone's sending something, and I think it's being hung up on. Maybe it's a troll. I don't know. Hi, who's this? Yeah, it's the troll. See, that's why we have that. See, the P is for Mr. Snorer, the troll. Yeah, we got you, buddy. We got you, buddy. All right. See, people are saying, why do you have that? It's because of the snore guy. I don't know who that idiot is, but he is persistent. He keeps calling, and he will not share his phone number with me, so he doesn't get through. See, I was able to pick him up because I got it before the system hung up on him. I was just curious. Was it really that? Yeah, it really is. All right, some of our other stories this morning. You may have heard the big one here. President Abraham Raisi of Iran, was killed, along with the country's foreign minister. Helicopter crashed Sunday. Wow. They talked about it being a hard landing at first, and they said it was in a storm. Do you ever get... Now, I know it was in bad weather, but when you have all of these problems with Iran, and Israel has problems with Iran, and we have problems with Iran, and the Western... The world has, generally speaking, a problem with Iran and state sponsor of terrorism. Yeah, you've heard all the talk and everything like that. And then all of a sudden, the president and the foreign minister just happen to be together in a helicopter that just happens to go down. Yeah, the weather was bad. And then that's it. Don't the conspiracy theories start just flying through your head like saying, okay, yeah, it's just like the Russians blew up Nord Stream pipeline, right? I can't help but think, do you think they may have had a little bit of help? We could talk about that if you want. 770-563-3770-KMED. Another interesting story today, this having to do with something that Oregon is very much into. Brand new study reveals the lethal impact of gender-affirming surgery. This is From the Study. It's a website called From the Study. People who underwent gender-affirming surgery, in other words, men turning to women or women trying to turn into fake men, you know, that kind of thing, 12 times higher suicide attempt risk than those who did not do it. Jordan Peterson reporting on this study here. The butchers and the liars murderously wrong, Peterson writes. The CAS report indicated this. Canada and the United States are still enabling this. Putting children to the knife. Follow the science. This is difficult to say because I know that many people who are listening this morning, who are listening to the sound of my voice, may have actually received great treatment at OHSU. But OHSU is the den of iniquity when it comes to this murderous, bloodthirsty push to get the children trans. They make tons of money on this. And I can't help but wonder if someday OHSU will be sued out of existence or have to shut down or do something. But something tells me that there's going to be a heavy price to pay when these kids end up coming forward as adults and start suing them out of existence. Why did you let me do this? I was 12 years old. I wasn't old enough to make these kind of decisions. Why did you do this to me? 12 times the rate of suicide, folks. And yet we're told that if you don't give it to them, they're going to commit suicide. Just crazy times. Shay before 7, let me go to line 3. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Bill, Alan DeBoer, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Alan. Great to have you on. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to emphasize that the people on these county commissioner things, they organized this to be at this election because people don't vote. So their chances of passing it went up immensely. And, you know, they said they were going to do it, but it didn't give the opposition a lot of time. I have to tell your voters, your most important thing to do in the next 2 days is vote. And a lot of people look at their ballot and they are concerned about two or three things and they want to think about them. Just vote no on the county commissioner thing. Drop your ballot in the mail. You don't have to vote on anything else. So vote on the things you know. Don't worry about filling the ballot out. It's okay to have blanks.
By the way, I appreciate you saying that. And a lot of people are saying, well, what should I do when someone's running unopposed? Well, there's no need to put a check mark there or fill the circle in. You don't have to worry about that. There's nobody opposing them. And you don't have to think this through. And by the way, former senator, I know that this you're absolutely right about this. We have been banging the gong on no on the county measures for the last, what, 3-4 months, I would say. And you're right. This was something that was done intentionally for a low turnout. And I think you can agree that there's not a lot of drama otherwise in the Jackson County primary ballot. Would you agree on that? There's not a lot of races that are sitting yelling out there and going, oh, I've got to get in on this, right? Not very little of that going on. And the Democrats that are pushing this people, the charter changes, this is exactly what they wanted, isn't it? This is why they wanted it now.
Well, like you're fixing something that's not broke. Our county is one of the best counties in the whole state of Oregon. And compare it to Multnomah County, where it's completely run by Democrats. And I don't say this about Democrats. I love Democrats. I think they're great. It's the leadership that is trying to force things down. The Senate walkout was totally unnecessary. The Democrat leader of the president of the Senate just wouldn't compromise on anything. So the nuclear option was to walk out. And then they put something on the ballot that takes away the rights of the minority to vote for the people they want. And basically, the Democrats could pass anything they want by numbers in the state of Oregon. So can they put something on that takes away your right to vote for the person you want to be in office?
Yeah, apparently they did. Apparently they did, you know, and it so far withstood any kind of constitutional challenge. And especially how arbitrary it's set up there. You're talking about Measure 113, which if you get 10 unexcused absences, you are out. Well, you think about Senator Art Robinson, who had legitimate medical excuses, but the Senate president at that point said no because of the politics involved here. So it's very arbitrary, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. And you've got, you know, we all think you have to listen to the minority. Yes. But this election thing, people need, if they don't vote on anything else, vote no on those three issues. Mm-hmm. That thing, I was on the committee to start with because I really like the nonpartisan, and I like five people.
You know, I find that really interesting. Why would you like the nonpartisan here, Senator? And the reason I bring this up is that everybody that talks about nonpartisan is usually because they don't get elected if they're talking about their real intentions. And people have such difficulty discerning the worldview of candidates as it is right now. To take the party out of it seems to make it even more difficult. What say you?
Well, if you're going to pass something and change a charter or something, you need to have a committee that has people on both sides. And it needs a lot of time. And the commissioner should probably be involved, too. And it wasn't that way. I left the committee because I was thinking it should be $2,000 a month, period, and make it like a city council. And you have five people at $75,000, still ridiculous.
Well, you really can't, but you can't do that, though, with a charter change. Josephine right. County tried that, and there are salary ranges for the commissioners. That's the way it is. The way I'm looking at it here, Senator, is that if you're going to run Jackson County, you're running close to what, between a $600 and $800 million operation, you know, as it were. $75,000 is essentially a fast food manager position these days. You know that.
Yeah. You look at mayors and city councils, they don't get paid anything.
And I think there's a problem with that. And I have said this loudly for quite some time. We have wondered why you get such... And I can't exactly say it's because of it, but you get what it's paid for. The people who go into those, especially the city councils for the most part, are ending up looking at those positions as a jumping off point for higher office, and so they're looking to make a name for themselves at that point. But they don't really work hard to resist the intrusions of the state and or the federal government. So I think one of the biggest problems we have is that so many cities and so many city positions are non-paid, and you get what you're paid. You know, it's worth what you're paying, I guess, is my concern about that long run. And so the only people that can get into it are either the independently wealthy or those who are power hungry over time. What do you think about that?
Or people that are retired, but don't want to get off point. Our most important thing today, go find your ballot. Vote no on the county commissioner thing, because if we don't get volume of people voting, it's going to pass.
That I will agree with you. We'll disagree on the other stuff a little bit, okay? So, I appreciate the call.
I think there's a lot more discussion to have there. So I like, but anyway, the biggest thing is go find your ballot.
No on 15-224-225-226. Make it easy, okay?
Yeah, and vote on maybe one or two people, or that may be the only three things you mark on your ballot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to get the turnout, because Jackson County, for all, is counting on people sitting on their hands on this one, and we can't let that happen. Thank you very much, Senator Alan Bates. It's 6 after 7 at KMED KCMD.
We're asking people how they'll vote for state senate.
I'm voting for Diane Lithicum.
Diane Lithicum.
Diane Lithicum. She's endorsed by Oregon Firearms Federation.
I'm voting for Diane Lithicum.
Diane Lithicum. She's endorsed by Oregon Right to Life.
We need Diane Lithicum in the state senate.
She's honest and she's fiscally responsible.
Diane Lithicum.
Diane Lithicum. She's pro-life.
I'm voting for Diane Lithicum because she supports parental rights.
The choice is clear. Diane Lithicum for state senate.
Hey, Diane Lithicum for Oregon.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority is your one-stop accessory and protection shop, offering quality products like spray-on bedliners, undercoating, and truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority is now your premier source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products. So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and get prepared for your next adventure. They're located at 4840 Airway Drive, just off Vilas Road in Central Point. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority. Your department of adventure.
This is Bi-Coastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump back in a Manhattan courtroom this morning, the 19th day of his criminal trial, which is winding down. When he's not stuck in court, the former president generally campaigns, and that was the case over the weekend. He addressed the NRA in Dallas.
It's time for a president who will replace weakness with strength, turn poverty to prosperity, and vanquish Joe Biden's corrupt tyranny with a great restoration of American freedom. We have to do that.
Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, the country's foreign minister, as well as several other officials, have been killed in a helicopter crash. The BBC's Caroline Hawley says the aircraft went down in a heavy fog in northwest Iran.
Supporters of the Islamic Republic had been asked to pray for the president as search teams scoured the mountainous region close to the border with Azerbaijan, where the helicopter carrying him was reported missing. He'd been inaugurating a dam project and was traveling back in a convoy of three helicopters when the crash happened yesterday afternoon. Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, was with him. A huge rescue operation was hampered by thick fog, and when the wreckage was found a few hours ago, the search teams found no survivors. One official was quoted as saying the helicopter was completely burned. With the death of the foreign minister as well, Iran has lost two of its most influential figures at a time of heightened tensions in the region and at home.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court is being criticized by both Israel and Hamas after announcing that he's seeking arrest warrants for Israel's prime minister as well as its defense minister, along with several Hamas officials, accusing them of war crimes and crimes against humanity over the war in Gaza. Wall Street, the Dow down 13 points, the NASDAQ is up 113. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair, an inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
KCMD and KMED Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit MyAdvancedAir.com. Your NBC 5 forecast looking for temperatures pretty much back to normal this week and plenty of sunshine today and breezy conditions, high of around 70. For tonight, clear and breezy, low near 40. Tomorrow morning on Tuesday, a few more clouds coming in, continued breezy, maybe some showers late in the day, in the evening, and a high of 73. 12 after 7. All right. Now I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed I have red on my face. Bob Hayworth, Mr. Kingston Trio, writes me in during the break and says, Bill, I wonder how Alan feels about you signing him off as Senator Bates. Laughing out, did I do that again? You know, this, Dr. Bates has been dead for years, and then Senator DeBoer took over for Bates, and now, well, at least I didn't call him Senator Golden. How about that? Is that okay, Bob? God, I'm sorry about that. Alan, I do know that you are DeBoer, all right? Alan DeBoer. In fact, I might just have to put a post-it note up there. I don't know why that is. Of course, you know, like I said, it was the same position, though. It was the same position, and if I recall correctly, DeBoer and Bates, of course, you know, got along, colleagues, you know, certainly at one point or the other, until Dr. Bates ended up passing away. But anyway, sorry about that. But like I said, at least I did not call you Senator Golden, Senator DeBoer. Okay, we got that right. Open phones here coming up, all sorts of things on them we can talk about, and I'll noodle through the news headlines here, too. After 7:30, I'm going to talk with Jason Shepherd. He's an entrepreneur, and he has a really interesting take on fentanyl. And he's wanting to make it easier to test on fentanyl. And fentanyl is, I mean, we're drowning in fentanyl here in Southwest Oregon, no doubt about that. Hear about it all the time. Fentanyl in the jails, too. People still suffering some ODs in spite of the searching. And he has a different, a newer, and I think a cheaper way to test for fentanyl. Just takes a couple of minutes, I think. And we're going to talk about that invention coming up.